One of the dark sides of the age of social media is a phenomenon called sexting. As the name suggests, it's where someone sends a sexual image via a mobile phone. The disturbing aspect is that kids as young as 10 are fooling around with sexting, and the consequences can be devastating. Currently, there's an inquiry in Victoria into sexting, and in one instance, a 17-year-old youth was placed on the sex offenders register for 15 years after sending an image of himself and his girlfriend, who was also 17, having consensual sex. It's a good example of how young people often do not realise the consequences of their actions. Leonie Smith is a cyber safety campaigner and she joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
Can you tell me, this aspect of children as young as 10 experimenting with this, this is truly concerning. And I would think a lot of parents would be, if they've just bought their children a mobile phone, would be appalled at the idea that this might be going on. How many instances of this have come to light?
I don't think there's a lot at this stage, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It is shocking, actually. I was shocked when I read that as well. But when you think of how many smartphones are getting into the hands of kids these days, as an experiment the other night, I went on the internet to find out how many dumb phones, as I call them, are available to be bought. And there's still quite a few around, but also a lot of those have cameras on them as well. So anytime a child or a teenager gets their hands on something that provides a camera or recording device, they're in trouble. And I guess a lot of parents have no concept of the fact of what the kids are going to use cameras for, and they think they've got quite a bit of time to be able to explain what sexting is to them. A parent of a 10-year-old child certainly wouldn't think that they'd need to explain the dangers of sexting.
Mm. What are some of the examples of sexting that have come to light?
The ones that get the most press are obviously the ones that involve teenagers, because obviously adults probably do sexting as well, because of where the photos end up. So the one that you just spoke of, where the two young people were 17 at the time, by the time the male in that instance was charged, he was 18. So he was then charged with offences that relate to coercing a minor and harbouring child pornography. But other sexting, terrible stories about sexting have gone on where somebody, a young girl, has sent a photo of themselves to their boyfriend, and the boyfriend's then taken it, put it up on Facebook, and it's gone viral. And that's the problem, is that these kids are not thinking outside of where they're sending the photos to and where those photos might end up.
And, of course, there's that element of a loss of control. Once you post something or send something to someone, you don't have control anymore. Do you think kids understand this?
I think they're too trusting, to be honest. I think, children are naturally trusting, much more trusting than adults. They don't have the experience to know that. And so in their wildest dreams, they're not imagining that their beloved new boyfriend is ever going to break up with them or is ever going to do something that will harm them. And I think they also don't understand how public the internet is. As far as privacy settings, for instance, on Facebook, a lot of kids don't realise who's looking at their Facebook page and how public it is. So the majority of kids and adults that have Facebook pages do not have any privacy settings set up at all. It's a lack of education. I think as soon as you hand your child a device that has a camera attached to it, and the internet combined, you need to have a talk about potentially what they do with those photos.
Can these images also be used as a form of bullying and harassment?
Absolutely, because if you're sending a photo around that's offensive of another person, regardless of the fact whether it's a nude photo, it could be a photo that places that person in a potentially embarrassing situation and you're passing them around, that's a form of cyberbullying, because the person who the photo is been taken of has no choice in that. However, that's an interesting perspective, isn't it, when you look at celebrities today that get photos that are sent around and published of them that they necessarily didn't agree to have taken. So controlling that is extremely difficult.
Mm. What do you advise parents to do?
I advise parents to hold off giving their kids smartphones for as long as possible. And I know that it's very difficult to do, but like all aspects of parenting, we have to have boundaries and lines drawn about when your child is ready to embrace something. So whether it's allowing your child to go to a party that isn't supervised by parents, or playing particular games online, I think there are too many parents giving their kids smartphones, and smartphones are computers, and they do everything that computers do. They connect their child to the much wider world of the internet. My two kids, who are 12 and 15, have what I call dumb phones, which is just a basic phone. It's got no internet connection, and it's used simply for SMSing and making calls, and neither of them have got a camera on them. I think even grandparents are giving kids smartphones these days, and I think you have to draw a line. And as soon as your child is given an iPod or a smartphone that has a camera that's connected to the internet, you need to talk to them about the photos that they're taking and where they're ending up. Unfortunately, it's the kids getting younger and younger to talk to, and it's very uncomfortable for a lot of people, a lot of parents, to talk to their kids about this stuff, because a lot of these children haven't even had, you know, the birds and the bees chat yet.
It's wise advice and sadly a reality of modern living, isn't it?
Oh, I know. And, you know, it's going to get worse, because cameras are going to be included on the dumb phones as well, I assume. So, yeah, it's education is the key.
Okay, Leonie Smith, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.